There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview of the charts for the week of January 19th to the 23rd, 2015. This is the third go-round. We're already, isn't it amazing when you get right down to it, how time does go as quickly every week? It seems like we just did last week, sir. We were into the end of the year or last year, and here we are at the end of the third full week of the month with a review of the hot hits, the stories that have made it big time in the news talk radio world. So I'm going to go through these, and the stories and the people themselves are part of our introduction. Michael Harrison is going to join me in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the nuance involved with three or four, as normally we do. We pull out bits and pieces of things, and you get the behind-the-scenes stories from the world of news talk radio, Michael's experience, and the experience that we have with a lot of people that you're going to hear. This is a program that involves a number of different facets. And this hour, Michael and I subscribe to the philosophy that there, if we believe in talk radio, we believe in having a conversation about the issues of the day. And then there is another hour that's devoted to actually listening to bits and pieces of talk radio programs that make the points that are presented in our top 10 stories. So at number 10 this week, the ramifications of the football having 11.5 pounds of pressure. That's basically it. The Patriots say, we don't know nothing. That's number 10. Number 9, price you're paying for oil products and what's that doing to the world financial markets. At number 8, the continuing focus on abortion. These guys just don't get where the world is headed. And so they continue to work on a bill which many of us may agree with, but it isn't sound political thinking. Number 8, anyway. Number 7, Mike Huckabee, who may be a president or wannabe, pretty good guy on the radio and television. He said something in his book that suggested, and it was taken out in an excerpt of the book, he said something that criticized, or people felt was critical of the president because he lets his children follow Beyonce and she's not a good role model. Okay, you can take that wherever you want to. Number 6, the discussion of the film American Sniper and the ramifications of what does that do to people? How does that work? And how many of these people do we have? A lot of discussion, and the movie's done very well, as most of you know. Number 5, the film Selma. Not often do we have in the top 10 two different films, but because they are so focused on past and or present social phenomenon, there's a lot of discussion about the things that are in this movie, American Sniper, as to what it means, you know, what's America stand for? And Selma, the same thing. So as Martin Luther King Day was this past week, that became a focus of a lot of conversation on talk radio. Presidential prospects at number 4. The ISIS holding Japanese nationals for ransom is number 3. Islam and the no-go zones controversy, CNN and Fox News, all over that, not looking or sounding particularly good, number 2, and the State of the Union, number 1. And the president, as you can imagine, number 1 on the people list. John Boehner is number 2. Bobby Jindal sounded pretty foolish this week, so he made it onto the list at number 3. And Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush are in here, Hillary Clinton, all the people who are running. So that's the story. In a moment, more stories behind the stories. The top 10 talk topics of the week, presented by the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, up next here on the Countdown.
Hi, I'm Carrie Glassman, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and I've partnered with the Laughing Cow Cheese because I want to help people reinvent themselves in 2015 as far as healthy snacks and also in terms of being a little bit overall healthier and happier. You want to think about taste. You want your foods to taste good. Also, texture is really important. A couple examples of creamy plus crunchy that I love are this Laughing Cow cheese here with apple slices and a little bit of honey. Laughing Cow cheese with some chopped peppers on a whole grain cracker or on cucumbers or even just with crudité. Take the Laughing Cow Cheeses Challenge. Go to their website or go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/ The Laughing Cow USA and do their 31 Days of Reinvention Challenge. There's challenges to reinvent your snacks as well as healthy habits to help improve yourself to be healthier and happier.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Back now with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Every week at this time, we go through the, I try to bring Michael around to the point where all of you are intrigued by him and his views because of his expertise and experience. The Talkers Magazine identity as the Bible of the talk radio industry didn't come about by chance. Michael has been on this for decades. He created other successful trade publications, but his love as he matured came around to the talk world, being a successful jock like many of us. If we look around the people who are doing things, so we were talking about off-the-air Todd Schnitt, who is now going to do mornings in New York, on WOR with a guy named Len Berman, who's a sports guy. Here's a fellow who cut his teeth, as I think we could probably point to most others, not all, Michael, but most of the other successful talk folks have come out of the music world. Why do you think that helps them?
Well, music radio is where modern pop cultural radio has its roots. Music radio was on the cutting edge of everything, including talk. I remember back when I was a FM progressive rock jock on stations like WNEW-FM in New York and KMET in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do a lot of talking. We talked about politics. We talked about the war in Vietnam. That was a major issue for years. We talked about drugs. We talked about the generation gap. We talked about the new music that came into being as being more reflective of the post-war baby boomers and why it was a departure from the, you know, the prior pop era. There was a lot of interesting discussion. And then, of course, as radio evolved, the programmers began to say, shut up and play the records. And today, right, music radio doesn't even tell you what songs they play, by and large. So it's no wonder that some of the really great talents who were able to integrate popular culture per music with politics and social issues migrated to talk and began to stop playing records. Even Howard Stern originally was a shock jock. The word jock meant he was a disc jockey. He played, right, records and talked between them. And as people began to really discover him, they discovered that the fewer records he played and the more he talked, the higher the ratings. And eventually, there was no more music. So that's the answer to your question.
Isn't it interesting how the tastes change and sometimes radio has reflected the changes. Sometimes it hasn't. But when it doesn't, it loses. And then when it figures it out, it comes back into prominence again. I think you acknowledged in an article in Talkers magazine recently that still 94% of the people in the country acknowledge they listen to the radio any number of times during the week. And there's no other media performance that matches that by a long shot.
Well, radio is everywhere. It's in cars. I mean, a lot of radio success is that it's in cars. And, you know, we have generations of people who grew up listening to radio. So radio is far from dead, but radio does face certain challenges. The 94% figure that you mentioned was not our research. It was, you know, legitimate research that we reported as news.
Right, yeah.
I'm not so sure personally, and since I'm here talking about radio as a so-called expert, I'm not so sure that 94% of the public listens to radio every week, but, you know, the radio industry draws upon whatever positive research you can find. I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm just saying that to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want. That's why people are listening to us discuss what's going on. The top topics of the week enumerated at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is. So way beyond anything else this week, the focus has been on the President's State of the Union address, some of the anecdotal things like I won twice. Well, when he claps it, and the Republicans are clapping, and then he looks at him and he says, "But I want them both." Now, right?
Well, you know, I have found under Obama, and it was leaning toward that with George W. Bush, and it was leaning toward it even more with Bill Clinton, that the State of the Union has become a disgraceful exercise in Washington gone Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
I find it to be, it makes my skin crawl watching the State of the Union on television. It would make my skin crawl even more if I were there with the all of the ceremonial celebrity backside kissing, posturing.
Well, and then if you want to get to the facts, Obama has the worst State of the Union record since Gerald Ford in terms of what he proposes that actually gets done. And that brings people around. Great conversation on the radio as to how it gets stopped. Is it the presentation? Is it his lack of ability personally to be able to be convivial with the people on the other side? But I thought that was an interesting
fact. Well, that was a story in the news this week conducted by some research company. Personally, again, I don't buy it. I mean, what are we measuring? How many different things he says he wants to do?
Yeah, calls for action.
Done? Or how about the fact that he has gotten some enormous things done?
Yeah.
Enormous historical things done. One, he got an African-American elected to the presidency.
Yeah.
A pretty big deal that we just seem to miss, but historically it's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, he got us involved in an extension of the Middle Eastern wars on a level that is exactly the opposite of what he said he would do.
Right.
But he's done it.
Yeah.
But let's not forget that this thing we call the Affordable Medical Care Act, Obamacare, is gigantic,
yeah,
whether you like it or not. It's gigantic. Nobody else was ever able to do that. And again, I'm not endorsing it. I'm just simply saying, To judge Obama by, you know, he has the least success track record of getting things done per the State of the Union since Gerald Ford, what does that really mean, Doug? It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Well, it means that it's a talking point for somebody who doesn't like...
what I said, it's the
right.
Hollywoodization, it's the celebrity gossip, it's the meaningless top 10 lists, it's statistics in retrospect that have no bearing on the future and have no bearing even on the past, for people to be able to make hoopla out of something that really should just be a very serious, dry, and unceremonious event.
You know,
that's my opinion.
You've said something that really piques my interest as a radio host, and I think people listening will understand why it is when we come back in a moment or two. I want to connect this to race relations. What you said about him being his achievement of getting himself elected as a black man in America was certainly nothing to sneeze at. It was overwhelming that he could get that done. So we'll talk about that in a moment as Talk Radio Countdown continues.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Michael Harrison is here as the featured overseer of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. He publishes every day at Talkers.com all the latest news, the information about the people, the programs, the stations that are following all of this information, the conversation, the relationships that people have. And a lot of politics gets discussed on the traditional News Talk stations, and the relationships of politicians become interesting, because if we didn't have people to talk about, what the heck would we be talking about at all? It creates whatever there is to be fixed comes about because of us. Hello.
Absolutely. Wow. It's a people conversation.
Right, it is. Right. Okay. So you said something a few minutes ago that was really spectacular. In going through, we have all these naysayers. A lot of stations that carry this program are News Talk stations that lean to the right, because that's the nature of the business. They have just been more successful in News Talk stations that lean to the left, and so be it. This is not a discussion about that. What it is a discussion about, with regard to everybody saying, Obama is the worst president we've had. Well, look at what he's done, is what Michael's pointing out. And the first thing he did was get elected as a freshman senator from Illinois who had basically not ever had a job. He was a community organizer. He represented people legally who were downtrodden. And from that, he gets to be senator. From that, he gets to be president. From that, he gets reelected, even though people are throwing stuff at him right and left. And so one wonders, is the most important part of his being elected the fact that he is black? Does that overshadow everything, the Affordable Health Care Act, any social program?
In my opinion, if Jackie Robinson is a hero for being the first man to crack the color barrier in baseball, and is considered a national hero as a role model and a inspiration to young black children, if we go all the way back to Abraham Lincoln's involvement in the Emancipation Proclamation and the Civil War, if we consider the evolution of race relations in America to be part of our national conversation and fabric, I think that one of the biggest blind spots in contemporary cultural news and conversation is the fact that Barack Obama did something that most people would have considered to be impossible. And that is, he broke the color barrier to the White House. And history is going to make a big deal about that.
regardless of whether he was a good president or not. Because he's not as good a president as his supporters say he is, and he's not as bad a president as his detractors say he is. This is part of the way it is. If you read the newspapers and the critics and the pundits of the entire history of this republic, they were talking about whoever was in power as being the end of the United States and the death
right.
of democracy.
Yeah.
This is BS.
Nonsense.
So we're missing the big point, and it's a shame. Because it could have been a salve, it could have been a healing agent for race relations, but unfortunately it wasn't. It actually became, at least in the short term, an irritant, a problem. And it's unfortunate, that's all. I'm just pointing that out as an objective observation of facts and history.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think the fact that this man was elected president as a black man is historically significant, and that 100 years from now and 200 years from now, if we're still in existence as a society and we're still a nation, that that's going to be what he's remembered for, and not whether or not the health care system and the insurance companies are good or bad, or liberalism and conservatism are the best thing for this country, or blah, blah. Don't you think that's going to be what he's remembered for?
Think about that statement as it applies to the uniqueness of other people who have been elected to the presidency. If Mrs. Clinton is elected, first woman. Gerald Ford, the first president to forgive a president that was impeached. Go back to Ronald Reagan, the first actor, you know, those sorts of things. It's a very unique club, and you make some very interesting observations. More observations, more focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's what goes on here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother and his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Every week, we spend an hour going through the top hits, the top ten. So we've had a conversation about the State of the Union. We've talked about the relationship the president has to history. Race relations, however, aside from the president, having to do with Martin Luther King's birthday, the movie Selma, what impact that's having in the pop culture world, discussions about the fact that he was 39 years old and he accomplished all of these things in before he turned 40. I think that's one of the fascinating things about his life. And you look back at, well, I mean, you go back in history and you know Alexander the Great was 23, but people didn't live as long. Then they were at 35, 40 was considered old back in the time of Alexander the Great. Up to now.
Can I straighten you out on that one?
Yeah, please.
Now, people lived to be 90 and 80 back in those days. People didn't die of old age at 35 and 40. That average life expectancy thing is so misleading. More babies died. And as a result of infant death, the average lifespan was like in the 30s. But there are people who believe that you became an old person at 35 and you died of old age. No, people lived to 80 and 90 then just like now. It's just that more babies died.
Well,
and that's why it happened.
There were babies being born earlier, I believe, whether or not the women would become active as soon as they would go through.
Yeah. People got married and had children, in their teens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But people lived old age in the old days. If you talk to people, they actually think, well, you're 40 years old, you're going to die now. Well, you might die from pneumonia, you might die from polio, you might die from smallpox. There were diseases. But you didn't die from old age. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
You were still young. It's interesting you mentioned, though, Martin Luther King did this all before he was 40. You know, Abraham, Martin, and John all were kids compared to today's sensibility about politicians and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
look at John Kennedy's speeches from the perspective of, you know, the president. This guy was a kid.
Yeah.
He was
42 when he was elected.
Yeah, he was a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, look how young he was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was a real kid when he was president, so I always wondered, why is everybody saying he's so young? He's the age of my father. He looked like an old guy to me. But now you look at him, and it's shocking that this very young, dynamic man became president and was so articulate, so smart, and his speeches were so stirring. And then his brother was even younger. And the other brother, Ted, who we think of as this bloated old guy that represents everything that's wrong with, you know, politics, you know, he was a child. It's hard to believe. He was the youngest Kennedy brother, and he made it to the Senate. We had a lot of young guys doing a lot of moving and shaking back then.
So does that bring us around to thinking about how success is not something that is worked by age? Some people have experience, and that makes them successful. Other people have good minds, it makes them successful. I look around at some of the people that are television executives or successful movie producers. J.J. Abrams is about the same age. We're talking late 30s, I think, early 40s. Look at all of the movies that he's produced and how successful he's become. I take that, John, but I mean, look around at people who are now running some of these big corporations that have made it more often than not, you're less likely to get into a seat in the corner office unless you're just spectacular if you don't own the company. If you own the company, if it's your idea, if you're Steve Jobs, if you're Gates, if you're Elon Musk, if you're those people who actually have the idea and make it work, one thing. If you don't, you're not going to make it to the corner office, I don't think. I think that in that world, the corporate world, there is a prejudice against age. Agree or not?
There's no question that there's a prejudice against age, and there's a prejudice against a lot of things. The point being, to make it in the corporate world, you've got to play politics, and you've got to deal with sexism. You have to deal with ageism. You have to deal with racism. You have to deal with religionism. It's amazing. The people that work in today's corporate world spend 50 to 80% of their day dealing with the internal politics and trying to keep their jobs.
Isn't it amazing?
It's a fact.
It really is amazing. All right, let's move. Time.
Yeah, I know. It makes you just stop.
Does. I'm just stopping. I think, yeah, okay.
Well, haven't you seen that?
No, of course. I mean, we see it in the radio business. Where is there a better example of that than the radio business?
Totally.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think you look at some of the relatively young CEOs, like the Target CEO is in his, I think, mid to late 40s. But, you know, generally speaking, you've got to have some teeth to make all of these things.
You need to have the experience, the wisdom of experience, but let's face it, there are a lot of people that were damn fools when they're young, and then they become old, they become even bigger damn fools. age doesn't necessarily indicate whether you're a fool or wise.
Mm-hmm.
Some people gain wisdom with age, some people mellow, and some people just become intensified jerks.
Mm.
And we just have to look at age as just one factor that we determine somebody's worth. It's not the only factor.
Human nature. All right, Michael Harrison is here, publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the items on the top of the chart for this week. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues in a moment.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals on over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV.
It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hi, I'm lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg. The leading resolution that people make for the new year is to lose weight, but oftentimes we find that we're failing because of the fact that we're cutting out the things that we love most, when really it's all about moderation so that we don't overindulge. And that is why I love these Coca-Cola mini cans. They are perfectly portioned so that we can enjoy the things that we love, but still be friendly to our waistline, and they come in the favorite flavors, classic Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Coke Zero. Now, Jimmy Dean Delights offers busy moms a delicious and great-tasting way to start the day without the guilt. That includes breakfast bowls and sandwiches, fully cooked links and patties that are made from 100% chicken sausage. Now it's time to put that fitness plan in place, and I cannot get to Planet Fitness quick enough because for only $10 a month, you can become a member. And a non-intimidating workout environment that they call the judgment-free zones. They also have top-of-the-line brand-name equipment, and you can find out about all of these wonderful products at facebook.com/videopump.
Now we continue to wrap up our overview. The discussion that takes place every week at this time between Michael and me. I'm Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Michael's Magazine. Well, it is Michael's Magazine.
Well,
Talker's Magazine.
Not as much as the credit goes to a really good staff.
Yeah. So what we do is take apart the every day you can go to Talker's Magazine at talkers.com and you can see what's going on in the business. The news talk business, the sports business, all of the things that sort of put all of us in our place, and I mean that in the most loving way, literally and figuratively, because of the list of the Hot 100 talk hosts that are published every year. But I mean in terms of relativity. And the people that you see talked about are the people who are the most relative, because if they weren't relative, they wouldn't be successful. Nobody would talk about them. Nobody would write to them, write about them. And more importantly, nobody would listen to them. Right?
Right.
All right. So then let's blend here a little bit. Something that you do well because it's part of your lifestyle. You like football. You like other sports, but you're more of a football fan. So when Talkers has to cover, because you're involved in writing about sports talk radio as well as news talk radio, you see this thing with the Patriots. Okay. So the ball boy apparently, at the instruction or suggestion of Tom Brady, takes some of the air out of the balls. And so that becomes a huge thing until you find out by listening to a sports talk radio program, that's how I find out, that everybody seems to be doing it. All of a sudden, yeah, the Ravens tell the Colts, and they, wait a minute, okay, so you go back and look, this is nothing new.
Right.
So right. Why the big hubbub? Why are the Patriots,
okay,
you're a Patriots fan, why are they the bad guys now?
Right. I'm not saying the Patriots are right to bend the rules. I'm simply saying there's an old saying in sports, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough.
And I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Really?
And, well, the fact of the matter is that everybody bends the rules as much as they can, whether it's in basketball where they do what's called the flop. A guy runs by a guy, he falls on his backside, then they look at it in the slow-mo, and he never even touched him.
Right.
So, you know, even Derek Jeter, the squeakiest clean guy in baseball, was caught making it look like he got hit by a pitch. He's rubbing his arm. He's in pain. And they looked at it really closely under the video, and the ball never touched him.
and this is Derek Jeter. That's cheating. It's all cheating. I'm not condoning cheating. What I'm saying is the reason the New England Patriots are constantly being called on the carpet for anything that they do is they're like the poster child for, you know, we're going to make an example of them, is because there is a huge hatred across the country for the New England Patriots because because they are so amazingly successful and have everything that every other football fan and every other football team in America wants. A consistently winning record, a classy operation, in spite of the fact that they've had some alleged murderers on their team and engaged in espionage.
Yeah. And the coach is happy to cheat whenever he can.
As sports organizations go, they are absolutely model, and their winning percentage is extraordinary considering the league is set up to prevent that kind of thing. They try to create parity so nobody dominates, and people are jealous of the Patriots. They're jealous of Tom Brady. He's a pretty boy with a supermodel wife. They're afraid of Bill Belichick. He's like Darth Vader, this evil genius. Robert Kraft, the owner, he's this mogul who throws his money around. Bostonian fans are looked upon as arrogant around the nation. People have a thing against Massachusetts and Boston and New England. It all conspires to make the Patriots a target of jealousy. And there you go. And then in the Super Bowl again, and it makes it colorful. They'll survive.
Yeah, oh, of course they'll survive. There's a lot of dough. Interesting, the other Boston franchises, though, and maybe this is true across the board in every city, it's becoming a very rich man's game, if you'll pardon the pun.
Tell
getting into it. Ownership, the amount of money that was spent by the people that own the Red Sox now, for example, the South. You can't, unless you, I mean, look at the, when we started talking about the L.A. Clippers, they used to draw crickets.
And yet, they were the other team in the arena in L.A.
Yeah, right. So here's this guy, whether or not you think this is the fascinating thing about being able to look at people and understand what the issues are and how people create the issues and to have that conversation on the radio so you maybe can learn something. Entertained by their antics, the wife wants to kill him and he's having this affair with a 23-year-old.
I know. This old codger is now in a sex scandal.
right. That appears to have been all contrived. Who knows? I said many times.
You said it.
I think they're all in on it. Yeah, they're all in on it. And meanwhile, they had a team that wasn't worth maybe a couple of $100 million in today's standard. They get Steve Ballmer from Apple to give them $2 billion in cash. We all contributed to that. We should get our cut. Right? We were the ones.
Especially me.
Yeah, especially you. Right. And then you can share a little of it with me. I mean, that's the thing here. We create this stuff, and we don't realize that that's what our job is, in a sense. We're talking about all of these.
You have to understand that, you know, crap is a lubricant that keeps the wheels, turning. People need an element of crap in their life to take them away from the real stuff that brings you down.
Well, but I couldn't tell you how many people sent me email or may have called. Can you imagine that old lech hanging around with that woman? I have caught my husband doing that. Well, that's what we're trying to do here. Hello. That's the nature of this game.
Well, people take it personally. People actually think they know Obama. They actually think they know Hillary. They actually think they know Tom Brady and Sterling and all of these people, these figures that we discuss as if we know them.
Yeah.
Now, you know very well, whenever you've met anybody who has a big public image in the media, they're usually nothing like the person that you think that you know.
No, even if they've been on your program. I'll never forget meeting John McCain at the Correspondents' Dinner in Washington. I think you and I were there.
Yeah.
And he was coming across, and he'd been on my program at that time. I used to do a little more politics than I do now. And he'd been on with me regularly. But we had never met. So I went over to say hello to him, and I introduced myself. Oh, yeah, how you doing? And before 40 seconds passed, he walked away from me in sort of the middle of a conversation because he saw somebody out of the corner of his eye that he wanted to talk to more than me. And I was devastated because I didn't really care, but I mean, I was taken back by the deliberateness of his just casting the conversation aside.
And you found out he's a big
time political.
Right. Yeah. It had nothing to do with me. It was all about him. And so you learn those sorts of things and it becomes fun. All right. And fun this is as well. Every week our visit together, going through these items that are of interest, the State of the Union, race relations, the Super Bowl, certainly very much a part of the list this week. Human nature. Without it, we have nothing to talk about. That may be the lesson to take away from today's conversation. With Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's now 53 minutes after the hour. Time for an overview of issues from the Talkers charts this week, the week of January 19th to the 23rd. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Dr. Wiseman, is here, college professor. You see, I'm never going to let that go now.
Yeah, I know. This is something you're going to ride.
It is. It's perfect. College prof at Bentley in suburban Boston, one of the country's leading legal experts. I am happy over the years to have called on Steve to get really good legal advice for myself and also legal input for you. So let's take the abortion bill and how that would work. That seems to be in flux. It was in, it was out, it was up, it was down. We're going to do it, we're not going to do it. The protesters affected what they actually ended up doing or not doing, basically. But as you read through this, what would this GOP abortion bill, which is the number 8 thing on the story list this week at the Talkers Magazine for the talk topics of the week, what would this do if initialized, and does it go anywhere at all?
It doesn't, you know, and it's interesting because I try and keep up on so many things, and this was one of the things. Also, the president had some proposals regarding cybersecurity and 529s, and I take a look at them, but I also initially evaluate which ones do I want to really focus on because are they going to go anywhere? And the abortion one isn't going anywhere because even if it gets through, and even that's not a sure thing, the Senate as well as the House where it was passed, the president's going to veto it. And what was interesting, even watching this bill as it went through the House, it was to cut off
all federal funds for abortions. But originally, it was to outlaw later abortions. And there were even some Republican Congress people, particularly some women Republican Congress people, who are definitely pro-life, who were still thinking that it was too harsh. So it's interesting to see the GOP. They brought this up as their first piece of legislation, but they've got to know it's a waste of time. It's something symbolic, but it's not going anywhere.
D-O-A.
Yep, absolutely.
Right. Have you ever seen an actual veto performed by does the president actually, is there a rubber stamp someplace that somebody has to put a big no on a bill? And somebody says veto, he just doesn't sign it, although there are legal differences between just not signing it, right?
Right.
And vetoing, because if you, what do they call it, a pocket veto?
That's right. Yeah, the pocket veto is when the president doesn't sign it, but the period of time goes by where the legislation becomes automatically invalid. But the veto is an affirmative step. I don't know if he has a stamp. I'm thinking he probably has to sign something.
Sign something, or say that I do not approve of this bill or something like that. Yeah.
Or go whatever yourself or something like that.
Right.
Yes.
go wet yourself. All right.
That's it.
Number 10 on the countdown this week, or in the focus of Talkers Magazine, is the Deflategate or whatever, Patriot Gate, whatever this whole foolishness is. Other than there being rules, there's nothing legal. The people, I mean, I could see, here's how my mind works. A class action lawsuit, some clever lawyer comes and says the people were deprived of the real winner of the game, and therefore they're entitled to millions of dollars in compensation because fraud has been committed.
You know, you're thinking along lines that people have done. There have been class actions in the past that have been attempted by season ticket holders saying that they did not get the product that they purchased. They didn't get a legitimate game. It was not of the quality, blah, blah, blah. These class actions have gone nowhere. I'll tell you, there are a couple of fascinating things to me about the Deflategate. Certainly, you hit it on the head accurately. There is no legal action, and class actions wouldn't go anywhere here. This is all going to be within the NFL, their administrative rules. They're not going to be overseen like they did with the Ray Rice case by the courts. It's going to stay there. But what I find fascinating is the fact of so many people, now granted, you're getting it from a Patriots fan, who automatically convict Belichick, convict Brady, and rush to judgment before there is anything known. But the key thing in Brady's his interview and press conference yesterday was the fact that all of these days later, he still hadn't even been interviewed by the NFL. So it's fascinating to watch.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer extraordinaire. By the way, check out his website, scamaside.com, and you won't have scam problems. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.